The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Ah, yes, ever insightful here on a hump day, 7:01 a.m. Central Time. For those of you dialing us up here this morning, welcome to the Power Hour. Today, we're going to be talking to Wayne Elliott from Strauss Heart Drops about heart health and Kathy Barnett, who is an advisor to Vivek Ramaswamy, is going to be joining us on the show. Really would have liked to talk to Vivek, but Kathy Barnett actually ran for office and lost. And since she wasn't elected to office, she didn't have to do what I did, and that's raise your right hand and take the oath. Yeah. So we'll get into that in a bit. Jeremy Hammond joining us tomorrow, talking about his new book, New York Times, or talking about the book, New York Times versus RFK Jr. Friday, Brett Oob will be here with the 12 Steps to Boundaryless Success and his Forward Leadership book tour. Those of you who want to take control of your health and healing, you can sign up for the Healing for the Ages workshop. It's going to be really great. With Dr. Healy, Artist Group, and Schmidt et al. And they will be live September 8th and 9th at the Hilton Granite Park Hotel in Dallas. If you cannot attend in person at healingfortheages.com, you can get it streamed to you and watch it on the internet. You can register and use the code promo code Power Hour. That'll get you in there, healingfortheages.com. For those of you listening by phone, 631-359-8232 should be the number that you're listening to us on. If you're not, get on that phone number. And of course, we appreciate your contributions. Snail mail us at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or call Jay when the Power Mall opens at 877-817-9829. And of course, our goal is always to raise $3,000 minimum per month, which goes towards paying the broadcasting bills. We have two donations so far for August, so we're far cry off. We also appreciate it when you make a purchase with one of our partners. You go to the Partners tab at thepowerhour.com and click on that. And when you shop there, please take 5 minutes to call or email us to let us know so we get credit for your purchase. That's how it works. We also have newsletters. If you have not signed up to get our email blast, if you have internet, you really should do that, because there are a lot of stuff we don't cover because of time at the show that you need to be aware of, because I spend an inordinate amount of time looking through the news and, like Jethro Bodine says, ciphering what should be considered newsworthy from that which is not. Thepowermall.com also has a newsletter out. If you go to either one, thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com, look for the newsletter tab and click on that and subscribe. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on. The Power Hour is also on Substack at thepowerhour.substack.com, as well as myself at davekrieger.substack.com. If you want more real estate related news, you go to my website, because I report on the latest court cases coming up, of which, man, there's been a bunch of them out there that I'm just like, what are you people thinking? You hired an attorney that really doesn't know any better. He hasn't read the Spokio versus Robbins decision. Folks, you got to read that. It's a Supreme Court case that says if you can't prove you suffered a concrete injury in fact, you have no business filing a lawsuit. You're not going to get Article 3 standing. They're going to throw it out. You're going to be wasting your money. I tell people this for a reason. Because I'm considered one of those legal eagles out there that attorneys even call when they need consultation on stuff like this. I've written multiple books about it, which, by the way, are available at the Power Mall for those of you interested. And of course, if you want to participate in our Power Hour forum, you can join us at thepowerhour.com. Click on the community tab and share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics, news, and more. And of course, if you're a small business, this is really important here. Moms and pops especially, we can help you grow your business. You contact us at support@thepowerhour.com. And of course, we have another great way for you to listen to us here, and that is with the Rick Satellite Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite system. I have one. Get it from ricksatelliteusa.com. Contact Rick by phone in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri at 816-228-1801. If you have more questions, of course, we're going to be giving away another dish. You want to send us that letter telling us why you think you should win it. support@thepowerhour.com if you want to send it by email. If you don't have internet, it's okay. You send us a letter to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. It doesn't have to be a book. You just, you know, a few sentences. Tell us why you think you should have it. Include your name, address, and phone number, because Rick's probably going to call you to find out whether or not you can use this stuff, because if you're in a situation where you can't point that dish to the south, well, there's no sense in even getting in the game. We want to give you that system, really, because it's a great way to listen. Nice crystal clear from Galaxy 19 satellite. We have 10% off Advanced Eye Complex CS and 10% off North American Urban Spice products this week. Good stuff. Had Justin Porter on yesterday and Dr. Rob Abel on earlier. Silver Mist Humidifier Additive. That's the stuff I've got right here in my hot little hand I'm holding up to the camera. Hi there. I'm Silver Mist Humidifier Additive. I had to do that. Mr. Bill. Oh, you know, that sort of thing. You remember that? Of course, you know, we all like to, a little bit of humor in the morning is good, right? I mean, here it is. We're bumming out. We get up and go another dose of bacon and negs. Negs for negatives, not eggs for, as in chickens. I know I'm working on my coffee just like you are. Close out. The Silver Mist Humidifier Additive. I got two left at the Power Mall. Are you going to be one of the winners? We're going to even give them to you 50% off. How about that? Duraflow water filter replacements, which will fit your Berkeys, are now available at the Power Mall via dropship. And of course, Miracle 2 neutralizer powder, which makes a gallon. You can save money with the powder concentrate rather than buying the liquid. All Strauss Naturals and Grown by Nature products are available for auto ship as well as dropship. And of course, we have the daily deal at thepowermall.com. And if you're a first time buyer, first 10 is the code you put in, FIRST, the number 10 at checkout. And if you have to call the Power Mall directly at 877-817-9829 to request a Power Mall catalog, and you're a first-time orderer, give them the code FIRST10 and get that discount anyway. How about that? All righty then. Let's move on to today's top five news stories. Bada bing, bada boom. Ever heard of President Reagan's Star Wars program? Well, this may be the real deal in Maui. Operation Incinerate Lahaina. Now we're starting to hear about secret details of the shock and awe execution plan, Gladio style, DARPA directed. Oh, and people are going, what? Krieger, what are you talking about? You know, whenever highly classified information and data like this is allowed to be leaked, when they leak it, it's because the perps at the very top of the black op want everybody to know about it. This is their way of telling every single political leader in America and beyond that they can incinerate your jurisdiction too. Should you stay away from the New World Order reservation? In other words, you know, the people that have their finger on that button, noncompliance with the globalist agenda will be dealt with severely and swiftly. Now just imagine that. Why would they pick on, say, major military operation, Operation Incinerate Lahaina? August 8, 2023, nothing short of a full-scale military assault. And they use satellites. This is what they're saying. Coordinated, highly coordinated military op, multi-pronged strategy, numerous battlefield tactics, all designed to completely destroy the targeted city as quickly and efficiently as possible. This was a military experiment. Had to be. Dress rehearsal for many similar ops that are going to be executed around the world with the same precision and cold calculation. Has to be. I mean, the immediate goal, if you look at it, was the total destruction as much of Lahaina as possible and as rapidly as possible. And now they're covering it up. Yep. Pyroterrorism. Atmospheric aluminum. Powerful fire accelerant via widespread chemtrail spraying. Harp frequencies, especially satellite-based. Weaponized smart meters exploding homes, stores, and office buildings. Weaponized smart vehicles so they exploded like bombs. Specific EMFs disseminated from cell phone towers, microwave weapons, and we're talking about directed energy operating from Gwen towers and microwave towers and satellites. Localized mini EMPs set up by remote facilities. Yeah. Now the DEWs can also be fired from drones as well as Air Force aircraft and naval ships. So then you got arsonists disguised as police officers, firefighters, and other first responders. I mean, you can't trust anybody, folks. This is a whole bunch of things. If you haven't taken it into consideration now, this is what lies in your future. And understand something. FEMA Director Deanne Criswell says the search for remains in the burn area is 87% complete, and the search will take several more days. Why that number? Why 87%? How does she know they're 87% complete? How can we trust a government official's word when you got this kind of operation going down? Frankly, you can't. I mean, we've already been through the jab. We've already been through that. We've already been through the misinformation about masks and all the other junk that's now coming out. Secret Service agents have arrested a Chicago woman for alleged threats. She wanted to shoot Donald and Barron Trump. So they went out and got a hold of Tracy Marie Fiorenza, 41. She was taken into custody on a charge of transmitting threats. Oh, let me guess. Tracy Marie, did you go online and post up? Did you send emails to people telling them you were going to do this? Oh, for crying out loud. Really? See, stupid is as stupid does, people. And the whole idea, what this shows you, is that this tit-for-tat divisiveness that our government has engineered on the American population is actually working. You have idiots out there that go online, spew their intentions, and get arrested. See, they want you to come out of the woodwork and do stupid stuff like this so they can target you. They want to know. It's like mask wearing. Compliance. It's a sign. What? You don't want to wear a mask? Well, we'll have to deal with you. We're going to have to ban you from grocery stores and airports. And all. You don't want to wear a mask? You can't fly on an airline. Maybe everybody should stop flying, huh? You want to wear a face diaper on an aircraft? Sounds like fun. Huh. I mean, we've already been through all of this, and they're going to try to do this again? I mean, it's bad enough. We got three airline pilots dying suddenly in 1 week. I mean, I've got a whole list of pilots that have died. A whole list. I mean, one on United Airlines, one on LATAM, and one on Qatar Airlines, or Qatar, whatever you want to call them. The 51-year-old on Qatar Airlines QR-579 from Delhi to Doha died suddenly on board, traveling as a passenger. The guy was real popular. Everybody knew him, according to the Times of India. So, I mean, when you've got things like this going on, it makes you want to get on that aircraft, doesn't it? Then all of a sudden you start acting up and, well, you know, they got your number. This is a real problem. One of the reasons why we're having this conversation. Larry Elder, you know him. He's a GOP presidential candidate that contends he met debate requirements, yet they omitted him. The RNC omitted him from the debate stage tonight. He has contended he's met all the requirements and established leaders are trying to stifle his voice. So what did he do? He sued the RNC. So we'll see whether or not they bring him on at the last minute. He said, Elder has said, I said from the beginning, it appears the rules of the game were rigged. Little did we know just how rigged it is. Meanwhile, all the qualified candidates will be mass debating together in Milwaukee tonight on live TV. Can you imagine that? All of them mass debating together. Mass debating. Did you get that? Yeah, I had to put that in there. It's a play on words, okay, for those of you who like puns. Here's the thing. Take a pencil and paper with you and write their names on the across the top of the paper. Count how many times each candidate mentions the word democracy, and you'll have an idea of how much of a Democrat these GOP candidates actually are. Because they don't respect your constitutional republic. So, you know, like Lex Green said yesterday in the opinion letter I read you, these guys are going to dig themselves a hole, and you're going to get to watch it on live TV. So there's your thought process for today. How many times they mention the word democracy? And I'm going to, hey, you know what? If Kathy Barnett comes on this show, and she's going to be on in the next hour, she's Vivek Ramaswamy's advisor. If she comes on, you know, I can't get Vivek on the show, but I can get her on. Now you watch. See, oh, he's too important to be on the Power Hour. A little bit of an insult to us, huh? Well, let's give her the benefit of the doubt. We'll have her on there and see if she mentions the word democracy, and then I'm going to pin her ears back. She should know better. We have a constitutional republic, and I'm going to ask her, did you ever take the oath? Like me, I'm a Vietnam vet. Did you ever take the oath? If you didn't, then, hey, you have no duty to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, for a lifetime, do you? So what I'm talking about. Our final top story, thousands are losing power in Texas as Tropical Storm Harold is hurtling toward the state. California is beginning cleanup from the historic storm system Hillary, but Tropical Storm Harold is now pelting Texas, grappling with the effects of one of the hottest and driest summers on record. They're bracing for a deluge. They're talking about 7 inches of rain in some areas with risks of flash flooding. 17 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time here on this hump day. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. If you're just joining us, moving into world news. An irrational hatred behind the movement to jail former President Trump could lead the U.S. towards a civil war-like split, according to Brexit's Nigel Farage warning this week. Writing from Milwaukee ahead of the first Republican Party debates, Nigel Farage is in Milwaukee, noting his longtime political ally and friend will loom large over the contest despite refusing to take part in the debates. You know they're going to bring that up. You can also, if you want to make a note of the word democracy, make a note of how many times and who said the word Trump. Who said Trump? Put that down, too. Put democracy and Trump, and make a note of how many times they said it, because then you know what they're afraid of. Amazing how that works. South Africa, by the way, as the BRICS summit welcomes Xi Jinping. Oh, obi rigato, Mr. Roboto. Ah, yep. Yep, in Johannesburg. It's starting up now. They're trying to defuse reliance on the dollar. And of course, meanwhile, up in British Columbia, Canada, government officials up there are urging residents of wildfire-affected areas this weekend to stop taking hoses, sprinklers, and other firefighting gear from the government's rescue teams, lamenting the critical equipment is disappearing. Residents who spoke to CTV News confirmed civilians are taking the equipment, trying to put the fire out themselves. Now, why would they do that? Because the Canadian government isn't. Pakistan, by the way, is confirming a secret diplomatic cable showing U.S. pressure to remove Imran Khan. He's the Pakistani prime minister. You see here, what is it, the CIA that's trying to upset that now? We should be surprised, huh? Wow. Yeah. Aggressive neutrality toward Russia. Yeah, that's what they're alleging. Diplomats are saying from the U.S. that Khan is alleging aggressive. They're alleging aggressive neutrality toward Russia, threatening Pakistan with isolation should he stay in power. Did not represent a conspiracy against the former prime minister. Yeah, this is all of the gobbledygook that's coming across the wire that we can choose to believe or not to believe. 19 minutes after the hour, 844-769-2944. If you want to chime in, somebody does. Joe in Arkansas. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. morning, Dave. I have written a song, which is kind of my answer to Richmond, north of Richmond. It's about 3 or 4 minutes long. I wanted to see if you would let me sing it on the air.
Joe, you might get an $8 million contract from the record labels. So, yeah, if you do, you know who to share it with, right?
Yeah, I do.
All right, go for it, Joe.
Okay, thank you very much. It's called Hey, Mr. Businessman. Hey, Mr. Businessman, create a job for me. I'm not lazy and there is no work that I won't do. Hey, Mr. Businessman, create a job for me. Bright and early in the morning, I'll come work for you. My folks took welfare all their lives. It don't seem right to me. My daddy drank all day. My mama gossiped with her friends from morn till night. I want to go to work for you. I'm ready to start now. I even got my CDL so I can drive your truck if you need me to. So, hey, Mr. Businessman, create a job for me. I'm not lazy and there is no work that I won't do. Hey, Mr. Businessman, create a job for me. Bright and early in the morning, I'll come work for you.
All right, there you go.
I would have joined the Army, but with Biden in command, I'm afraid.
I knew that was coming. Yeah, he would have joined the Army. Yeah, I know it. Man, Joe, that's amazing. If we get an $8 million record contract, I want to negotiate. I want to be his agent, all right? That's amazing. We appreciate that. Man, we got so much going on this morning. I wish I could have heard the end of that song, but I get the drift. Sounds good, Joe. Appreciate that. The Justice Department is appointing a classified information security officer in the case of Special Counsel Jack Smith, which brought against former President Trump over his efforts to challenge the 2020 election results. The motion was filed along with a motion to enter the agreed upon protective order. The officer was identified only in sealed orders. And of course, this is Obama appointed Tanya Chutkan, U.S. District Judge, which earlier had approved a limited protective order that did not restrict President Trump's access to records he already had access to and could access sensitive information that was part of the case, but couldn't publicly share it without court authorization. So the first two co-defendants of former President Trump have been booked into the Fulton County Jail, according to online records, Scott Hall and John Eastman, attorney co-defendant. Scott Hall's a bail bondsman. And of course, now what's happening is that multiple people, including Mark Meadows, are now removing their cases to federal court and filing motions to remove because it doesn't belong in state court. The criminal indictment against former Donald Trump in Fulton County, Georgia, comes with the implication he'll be booked like a common criminal, but the arrest and the trial itself might not play out the way Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis planned. Yep, believe it or not. William A. Jacobson, a clinical professor of law and director of Securities Law Clinic at Cornell Law School, said the former president's status as a Secret Service protectee complicates matters for Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt. You know what's really funny? Patrick Labatt has his name on all the police cars. You talk about an ego? Oh, man, I'm telling you, the guy's black. Okay, I'll give you that. But he wants to get Trump so bad. He wants Trump in a mugshot so bad. How do you think he's going to react when Secret Service says, Now, everybody knows who he is. They could spot him in it. You don't need it. You don't need a mugshot. How do you think that's going to ferret out? Yeah. Turn to the side. What? And cough? Yeah. Smile for the camera, Donald. Yeah. How's that going to work? You know, see, it's an insult, but man, Patrick Labatt is willing to go the distance to make Fannie Willis look good because it's all part of a criminal co-conspiracy to ruin a former president. They don't want a Republican. They don't want anybody in office. They want this country to fall apart. I guess I consider both of them. Now, both of them, remember, they took an oath, right? Both of them, both Fannie Willis and Pat Labatt took oaths of office to uphold the Constitution. You think they're doing it? That would make them treasonous in my book. Treasonous get put to death in my book. How about you? Like that idea? Yeah, this whole thing is turning out to be another shift show. And of course, multiple co-defendants, as I said earlier, are removing their cases to federal court. A lot of them are going to get dismissed because what they were doing was part of their presidential duties that are protected by the Supremacy Clause. A group of parents and students is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review the admissions policy of a top-rated school in Virginia that say they engage in illegal racial discrimination against Asian American students. Well, you knew that would come up. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in the majority opinion in Students for Fair Admissions versus Harvard 2 months ago that for too long, universities have concluded wrongly that the touchstone of an individual's identity is not challenges bested, skills built, or lessons learned, but the color of their skin. Our constitutional history does not tolerate that choice, he wrote in the ruling, which does not cover military academies. Wow. Well, there you have it. We'll see what happens there. Biden, in the meantime, is confirming it's rolling out an income-driven student loan repayment plan for borrowers coming before loan repayments are slated to begin in the fall. People earning above the threshold, which is $15 an hour, won't have to make any payments. If you make about $15 an hour or less, people earning above that threshold are going to save about $1,000 a year as compared with other repayment plans. This whole thing is turning out to be a joke on the taxpayer. Meanwhile, journalist Andy Ngo was awarded $300,000 in damages after a judge ruled in his favor in a lawsuit accusing three alleged Antifa rioters of physically attacking him. Well, good luck getting any money out of them. They probably don't have it. It's one of the reasons why they're there, because these are a bunch of, Antifa rioters, come on, really, you think they got money? You think they have bank accounts? You think they got all this? No, they don't have a pot to piss in. That's why they're out doing it, Mr. No. You should know better. Good luck with that. Oh, and the other insult on Maui, I forgot to mention, more than 100 FEMA workers are staying in five-star hotels in Maui on the taxpayer's dime while thousands of people are homeless. Yep, Daily Mail broke that news story. They're staying at, like, you know, the Four Seasons, the Fairmont, Kailani, the Grand Wailea Astoria. Yeah. Wow. Amazing how that works, huh? Didn't have a chance to get to all the news, but we might. I don't know. It depends. We'll see. Wayne Elliott from Strauss is supposed to join us after the bottom of the hour break here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, you stay with us and listen to these important messages. We'll be right back.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I've found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helps us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. I just took my Strauss Heart Drops. If you were watching us streaming, you would see that. That's a little reminder. Every time I think about it, we take the Strauss Heart Drops. You guys should be taking the prostate support drops as well. Just amazing, the stories you're going to hear this morning, because Wayne Elliott is back with us. Good morning, sir. How are you? Okay, I know he's out there somewhere.
Sorry, always well, Dave. Thank you. How are you? I hit the wrong button. I apologize. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the panic button. Yeah, okay. So we've got new Strauss products on the market now. That most people, I understand there are some of you out there, and this is something I'm going to, because a lot of you are past menopause. That does not mean you don't need continual support. And we have a new, it's back, actually. We've revived the Strauss original product, Women's Wonder, right, Wayne?
Correct, yes. And really what it's for, Dave, is some of the ladies and young ladies and I guess young teens suffer with terrible cramps during their monthly cycle, menstrual cycle. And I'm so happy that this product is brought back by Strauss, because it's incredibly effective. In our office years ago, Dave, we had one lady that worked with us, took it once and didn't suffer again. It was unbelievable. And then we would hear that some ladies or young women would take it a couple of times and then suffer no more. So 3 days before the cycle is supposed to start, or expected to start, is when our lady friends would take the woman's wonder and then, you know, see for themselves, like everything else that Strauss manufactures and sells, Dave. It's a satisfaction guarantee. So if you're not satisfied for any reason, just get your money back. But I'm really happy about this. I don't know if you recall, Dave, in our younger days, you know, I'm thinking back in high school when some of the girls would really suffer and miss school sometimes. Their cramps and so forth would be so bad. So it's just a great formula, and I'm really happy it's back. With respect to menopause, I probably shouldn't say this now, but I'm going to anyway. The menopause formula that Strauss made for years, they're just waiting for approval from Health Canada and the FDA, because they'll make it in a liquid form. And this was tremendous. Once again, from experience with ladies in our office and friends we knew, again, menopause is a natural occurrence. A lady must go through it, but again, doesn't need to suffer the hot flashes and all the other discomforts that they do suffer. So we got Woman's Wonder back now, fingers crossed, menopause formula is on the way, Dave.
Well, the other thing too, Wayne, that I'm most concerned with now, because of the fact they're trying to get everybody to take the jab again, booster again, because, oh, we've got this new XBB 1.5 variant out. I mean, they'll make up a number, they'll make up a name, and then make an excuse so that everybody runs out and gets this. And women who have taken it, there is so much information out there now, Wayne, that women who have gotten the jab or gotten the boosters are all of a sudden having, even if they've been through menopause, all of a sudden are starting bleeding again. I'm looking at this as a possible relief factor, so to speak. I hate using that term because there's a product out named that, but the menopause support, I am hoping that if this is the case, that this can help straighten that problem out. Any possibility it might help?
Well, sure, because it's the botanicals, the herbs that support a female in those systems, and just great results in the past. And I'm just thrilled that the Woman's Wonder is back and that the menopause is coming. But yeah, this business, I'm praying, Dave, they don't repeat their actions from the last time. That was nothing but carnage. I don't know if you saw it in any of your headlines, but I think it was the Globe and Mail, the Toronto paper, just a couple of days ago, the headline was, many more deaths than usual in 2023, and doctors are yet to understand why.
Oh,
well, let's think about this now.
I think we know. I think we know, don't we, Wayne? I think we know.
I played football, and I never experienced young, fit men having heart attacks and dying suddenly. Not in my days. And it's madness, in my opinion.
I think
Americans were paying more attention than Canadians. I think you guys were less than 60% got vaccinated. In Canada, it was over 90%.
Oh, my.
And what really stressed me, Dave, is when they're giving it to the kids 6 years and older. I just about lost my mind over that. Holding our breath,
Wayne,
you know.
I know it. Now there's all these analyses that are sitting there going, well, gee, why is the population decreasing the way it is? What's wrong with the fertility factor? And it's like, wouldn't you like to know? You're sitting there telling every child-bearing aged woman to go get boosted and vaccinated, and then you wonder why? I mean, we already know why. It's just how many stupid women out there that believe everything the government tells them are going to buy into this garbage. Anyway, the big thing now is that everybody, apparently according to headlines, everybody is traveling more, flying more. And I don't get that either, why they're doing it if they're so afraid they're going to get sick or diseased from somebody they're sitting next to in an airline seat. So now Strauss has come out with a new product called Travel Bug Drops. You want to explain what that's about?
Yeah, it's a great product. And really what it was manufactured for, Dave, was motion sickness, nausea. So, you know, car, some people can't ride in the car any distance without feeling nausea, or airplanes or on a boat. And that's really why the product was developed and called Travel Bug. But Health Canada said that it's also good for upper respiratory, which isn't a bad thing, because when the virus was around, I had it three times, when the virus was around, many of us suffered in the upper respiratory. And you know what else is great about it? I love this, Dave. It's approved for young children and expecting moms. So morning sickness, if it was me, I'd be trying it. And again, if you're not satisfied, just get a refund. It can't hurt you. It's 100% natural, hence the approval for young children and expecting moms.
Yeah, well, it's got fresh garlic, fresh ginger, and ginger extract in it. I mean, that's really good for you anyway, right?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, great brand. It tastes great. You have no trouble having children take this, Dave. Now, it won't knock them out for the car ride like a popular over-the-counter brand, you know, to put them to sleep.
Yeah.
It won't do that for you, but it will help with nausea, motion sickness, and good for the upper respiratory. So I like it better than the knockout drug that they sell.
Yeah, that you know, people like to give their kids those knockout drugs, you know, so they don't have to continually sit there and listen to them do the Bart Simpson thing over and over. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Yeah, you don't have to worry about that. All right, so now we've also got the immune support drops in the 3.4-ounce size, and this is the Travel Bug drops, of course, are in the 2-mil size. And so this is really easy to take. It's a ginger mint flavor for those of you who want to know what it's like. But then you've got immune support drops, which support the healthy immune system and stomach function. Something new.
Yes, very powerful. Yeah, very powerful, those immune formula, Dave. And really, folks should only take it for 10 days at a time. It kills all bacteria. So good to take a probiotic, or the best probiotic is, of course, European sauerkraut, just cabbage and salt, no wine or vinegar. That's tough on your stomach, but the cabbage and salt sauerkraut is the best probiotic. But when you're taking, and same thing with the oregano, Dave, it kills all bacteria. So folks, if they're taking an oregano product, are best to be using a probiotic too. But yeah, this immune formula, very, very powerful. It's got the golden seal root and myrrh, very powerful herbs. The best antibiotic herb is the golden seal root.
Yep, it is. And so, I mean, this is the thing you have to understand about Strauss Naturals. Those of you who are not using it need to be, especially if you've got heart issues, especially if you've taken the jab. I'm telling you, I take this every single day. I hear the commercial for Strauss Heart Drops with Joyce Riley. And if you're not taking prostate support, you need to be doing that as well. That's one of the things I know, you know, with Strauss Heart Drops. This is where it all started for Strauss Naturals. And I understand when you look at this, all of the products that Strauss carries now are available at the Power Mall, and they come to you via dropship. So understand, you know, what we are trying to accomplish here is get as many people on the heart drops and all the other relative drops that Strauss makes to keep you healthy. That's what we're after here. They're a natural health industry leader. And of course, these are fast acting and a welcome addition to customers' lifestyles. So that's one of the reasons why we have them at the Power Mall. Joyce Riley knew this ages ago, right?
Yeah, that's right. Another great formula, Dave, I'd like to mention is the bladder formula. Just talking to a fellow yesterday who said, geez, actually works with me, and his uncle has one heck of a time sleeping because he's up every hour to the bathroom at night. And people don't need, I used to be like that too, Dave, because I drink a lot of water at night and tea. And now I'm up once through the night only, just like clockwork, once. You know, you disturb your REM sleep. My mom suffered the same thing, just exhausted from having to get up so many times, and she didn't go back to sleep so easy after getting up. So, you know, the bladder formula, and you most likely find good results, and you'll notice a difference in days, but I always say to please finish the job, finish the bottle, you know, take the whole bottle. Don't stop when your symptoms start to be relieved. Oftentimes, bacteria, once again, is the culprit. And try not to skip a dose, because bacteria grows back quickly in the bladder, in the kidneys, in men's prostate. So it's important to try and be diligent taking it too, Dave.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the one thing about the bladder formula. There's a lot of people out there that are affected by this, especially the older we get. And now you also have another product out called Cardio Support, which is a little bit, I would think, as we've talked about this before in the show, for people that don't realize, it's an enhancement to the heart drops, which come in both 3.4 and 7.6 fluid ounce, and in regular and in cinnamon formula. I've had both. What I'm holding on to right now is the original flavor. It's not the cinnamon flavor, but you can certainly taste the cayenne, and I take it under the tongue, which yeah. You're supposed to do, and try to keep it there as long as you can, and follow it with a glass of water, and just keep the fluids going. Keep the water going. Avoid the alcohol, and just drink the water as much as you can. Good, clean water, that works. But the Cardio Support, like I said, is kind of an enhancement. I'll let you explain what that does.
It's a great formula. I'm drinking it now, Dave, since I got COVID about 3.5 months ago for the third time. Well, unfortunately, notwithstanding I did not get vaccinated, I did get myocarditis. And boy, oh boy, that is no joke. I actually went to the hospital once over it, because two of the symptoms of this inflamed heart, that's what myocarditis is, inflammation of the heart. My blood pressure went high, sky high, Dave, and my irregular heartbeat came back, and it would go, when I'd walk from the easy chair, maybe 10 steps to the closest bathroom in my house, my heart would go up to 200 beats a minute and just flutter, and I couldn't breathe. And that Cardio Support is what I took almost 30 years ago, and I didn't suffer the irregular heartbeat anymore. And so I've been drinking it along with the kidney formula and, of course, the Strauss heart drops, which I take every day anyway. And now 3 months into it, all doctors have told people 6 months you do nothing. Well, I've been working out for just over a month now, golfing with my friends again on Saturday mornings, and back to work full throttle. So I didn't take any of the pills. You know what disturbed me, Dave? You know, and I'm not trying to knock doctors here, because I just read a report last night where a cardiologist said that he had seen two cases of myocarditis in his career up until COVID, and now he sees two people a week. Or two
that.
People a day, he said,
yeah,
with myocarditis. So, boy, it's serious. It's I tell you what, I lost 28 pounds in 8 days, Dave. And
Wow.
Oh yeah, and boy, oh boy, you're really not well when you get that. But as I say, I've after 2 months. Oh, here's what really bothered me. Three of the folks that work with me at our businesses, their children got myocarditis. 18-year-old young man, 20-year-old young man, and a 30-year-old young lady. And when I spoke to their parents, Dave, they reach in three different hospitals, two in Hamilton, Ontario. That's our medical center of Canada is Hamilton. One was in the General Hospital, one in McMaster University Hospital, and the young lady was in the Welland Hospital, just the next town over from us here. They were all put on different medications, Dave. Between the three of them, there was not one medication that was common amongst the three, which told me that doctors really didn't have a lot of experience at this. Each of those people were 6 months getting back to work. The young lady was 22 months. She, after a year, went back to work and passed out in the Toronto subway station, was taken to the hospital. So, very serious. But what I've done, I have not taken a pill. I won't ever take a pill again for anything. But I've been taking the heart drops, drinking the cardio support, and drinking the kidney support. Now, my blood pressure is back to normal, not quite as good as it was for 30 years. You know, it's now around 130 over 80. It was 120 over 70 for the last 25 years. And my arrhythmia, my irregular heartbeats, not 100% regular all the time yet, but I've made big improvements over these couple of months, and I would say it's regular 80% of the time, and I'm confident that it will be. You know, I was 35 years old when I first took it, Dave. Now I'm in my 70th year, so, and on top of COVID, I won't be surprised that it does take a little bit longer. The other thing the cardio supports for is damaged heart cells. Helps our body rebuild damaged heart cells from heart attacks and other things like myocarditis.
Yeah, well, what I'm wondering, since you brought that up, that's my follow-up question here on cardio support before we move on. What is the relationship to these individuals that you just spoke of, the young kid and the older lady in her 30s? Did you ever make contact with them and get them on cardio support so they could get over what they were experiencing?
I did. The young lady did not take it because she was finished with it, back to work. The one that went 22 months couldn't work. So she, as far as I know, she didn't take it. The two boys did. The two young men did. And they seem to be fine today and back to work and so forth. The one fellow, though, the 18-year-old, Dave, has yet to find the strength. He's a heck of a hockey player and playing junior hockey, you know, in our version of semi-pro, really, the junior A hockey. And he has not, now in a year, been able to get through a practice. He didn't have the energy to get through a practice. So, you know, there can be damage, obviously, by heart attacks and things like this. And the one thing that was discovered, Dave, through the testing that they did on me, they confirmed that it was a heart attack I had back in my mid-30s. I've always on the radio said I had an attack because I never confirmed it was a heart attack, but a sledgehammer in the chest knocked me down. And it's amazing, some of these diagnostics today. They told me that I had a heart attack half my life ago. So, you know, how grateful am I? Dave, I went almost 7 years. Now, I got worse with angina and the irregular heartbeat over the 7 years. But how lucky am I to survive 7 years till I found Strauss?
Yeah, no doubt. Now, the cardio support, the other thing that just crossed my mind on these two individuals that had myocarditis, did either one of them, did you happen to discover whether either one of them was forced to take the jab?
They all did, yes. Mm. Yes, you got to remember, in Canada, apparently some 91 or 92% of us did.
Yeah.
But they all did, yes. They were forced, and as you said, forced. They were forced to. The youngest lad was not allowed back in school until he did. And the 20-year-old young man wasn't allowed back at his job until he did. And the same thing with the young lady, that they were forced to. I think of the 90% of Canadians that got the vaccines, Dave, I think, truthfully, just from my own experience, right, including my buddies that I golf with, so many people got it so that either they had to for their work. One of my dear friends said, "I'm at this age, I'm not giving up my holidays, and you know, got to be able to fly and all that." And it was, of course, this was all like nails on the chalkboard to me, Dave. I said to them, "If I have to stay in Little Waynefleet, the village I live in here on Lake Erie, for the rest of my life and not leave, that's what I'll do before I take that." I was scared to death of that vaccine, Dave. I did a lot of reading on it on the manufacturer's websites. You know, there was lots of denial that it did anything to change your immune system, change your DNA. And yet, I read on Moderna's, and this is a quote: "It teaches your immune cells to act differently."
Yep.
Well, now, how is that not a change in DNA? I think you're a genetically modified organism now. I really do, from my understanding.
Yeah. Well, you're not the only one that has come on the show, Wayne, and made that comment, because, you know, to us down here, we're referring to it as a bioweapon, and this was intentionally given to try to reduce the population of the world. That's why they did it, and now they're gearing up to do it again. We
you know
are
what I
coming,
believe, and it's, it yep. makes me sick, Dave, but what I believe is that within 5 or 10 years, currently the average lifespan for Canadians and American people is age 75 or 76 years. That's the current average lifespan. And I hate even saying this, but my belief is that within 10 years, that will drop to 65. And guess what happens if we don't live past 65? The healthcare yep. system is relieved. No pensions.
Yeah.
A lot
Amazing.
Of money saved. Now, that's some pretty evil stuff, but that is
it
my
is.
Belief.
Well, we're at the
you
break,
know, if,
Wayne. I'm gonna hold that thought. We'll be back with Wayne Elliott after the top of the hour messages here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.